It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Paris has become one of the most expensive housing markets in Europe. One reason for the rising costs is Brexit, the UK's long effort to leave the European Union. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley looks at the factors driving the market.
The Routierreth family has just moved into their spacious four-bedroom apartment in the center of Paris, part of a wave of expats who've crossed the channel from London. Pilar Routierreth, a Spanish national, is employed by the European Banking Authority. She remembers the shock of Britain's referendum on whether to leave or remain in the European Union.
I remember on the 23rd of June, when we went to bed, it was like still remain winning. But when we woke up on the 24th, it was the other way around. So it was a big shock for us. It was a big shock. Since the 24th of June 2016, we knew that we will have to move.
Aside from EU organizations, international banks and businesses have also left London and relocated to continental cities like Paris, Amsterdam, and Frankfurt in order to stay inside the EU. Routierreth says it's not easy to move big organizations. It's been hard enough to move her own family.
It's always challenging when you move to a new country, a new city, and even more if you cannot speak the language, right?
But France is putting out the welcome mat. The French government has cut red tape and wealth taxes, and several new international schools are opening in Paris. High-end realtor Marie-Hélène Lundgren says buyers have always chosen Paris for its beauty, cuisine, and culture, but now it's also an economic choice. She says in 22 years, she's never seen such a booming market.
Oh no, we have not enough properties. We are in a scarcity market. We sell about 3-4 properties a day.
According to newspaper Le Parisien, the price of real estate in the French capital has risen 248% in the last two decades. Lundgren says Brexit is not the only reason people are flocking to Paris. She also credits low interest rates and the pro-business policies of President Emmanuel Macron.
We saw that many expats, French expats, and also international clients came back to Paris and wanted to invest in Paris.
The rise in apartment prices is also pushing some middle-class families out of the city. To stop the exodus, the Paris mayor has introduced new regulations to keep rents affordable. But Thierry de Lisselle, head of Paris's Chamber of Notaries, says that won't stop the rise in property prices because people aren't buying apartments to rent them out.
Even at these high prices, people are buying to live in Paris. 90% of buyers are buying to live in their new properties.
De Lisselle says the Paris housing market is not a bubble waiting to burst. Paris real estate, he says, is a solid long-term investment. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.